got a question.
Ram QK, K4 PRS.
PRS, W4 NDK. Question for you. I heard on the Caesar's Head 70 centimeter frequency digital signal. Is that a D-Star or a DMR repeater?
With you, I don't really know. All I have right now is FM capability. My repeater directory is inside the house, and I'm out in the shop about 200 feet away, so I can't really answer your question. K4PRS, but I think it's around 9 o'clock tonight. They'll have a net, and somebody will be able to answer it for you.
For myself, I see that there is a, I may have programmed it in wrong. It may be a DMR repeater, and I don't have DMR, so I'm going to take that one out and replace it with the other. I thank you so much. I'm sorry for the stupid question on my behalf, but it was good talking to you, good hearing you. I'll try to get on that net, but tonight we have our 8:30, and typically last till 9:15, Simplex net in western Charlotte area, Gastonia, Gaston County area.
What frequency do you do?
146.505. Let me double check that, though. Stand by.
4PRS.
505. 146.505 at 8:30 tonight.
Or just once a week, net.
We have another one for the Charlotte area on Sunday night at 8:30. I believe that's 147.505.
Just moved in where we live now, about 3,000 feet above sea level, and had parked a lot of trees cut down then. They have since grown up. And 20 years ago, or 25 years ago, I could talk to Charlotte on about 1 watt of power, but now it takes about 35 to get that far because of the trees.
So, well, if you have luck getting there tonight, that'll be exciting. We got some people up on Crowder's Mountain transmitting, but I wonder if they are oriented east. He sometimes uses a beam, sometimes a vertical, but it's worth a try, and there are some people that may be pointed west too, and some folks up near Newton, North Carolina, up in the mountains that come in on that net. So give it a shot.
Waypoint from Ashland Airport. Charlotte Airport is 98 miles, but I live about 30-35 miles west of Ashland Airport, near a little town called Brevard, Rosman, DuPont State Forest.
That's a beautiful part of the world. I love downtown Brevard. My family's from Hendersonville, so it's not too far from there.
I grew up in both of the cities and left home for about 10 years. Had enough of the big city lights and all that. Came home and retired. So here we are back in Bisbee Forest. I haven't tried fishing since they put all those restrictions on going out in public. I have to try it. I hadn't tried it. I fished a little lake near our house so I can walk to it and, you know, usually catch a bass or two enough for supper.
Last time I went out to Brevard, we went to that little hatchery there for trout and just threw a line in it and pulled out like a 5-pound trout. The thing was giant.
In my high school days, a couple of high school boys used to go up to the hatchery and walk by there and pick up trout, put them in their coat pocket, and, you know, take a tour of the place, and then turn around and walk out and go home.
Fun. I don't think they'd let you do it now, but back then that was fine, I'm sure. That's some good dinner.
Diet has changed much. It's the same food they fed them then as they do now, I guess. Well, I didn't get your name. What's your name? Mine's Peter.
It's W4NDK. My name is Nate Klein. I'm part of the Drake and Brown family. So if you're over near Canoga, there's Drake Mountain. There's a little hill there. There's a road called Drake Mountain. And we got a Pleasant Grove Cemetery. I think it's called Pleasant Grove. That's my family cemetery over there near Canoga Road and Crab Creek Orchard Road or something like that.
Where they are. Or used to. It's hadn't been on the Crab Creek Road in a while, but Pleasant Hill, that's well, that's the other side of the town. I don't know where it is. Real big one.
Little small one. And it's near Canoga. It's on Old Canoga Road. So I think it's called Pleasant Grove or Pleasant Hill Cemetery. The big one I think you might talk about has that big angel marker in there.
That's over there near the old Rosie store in Fats Cafe, that area. Okay. Tracy Grove, that's what I'm trying to think of. Tracy Grove, but that's 10, 15 miles apart.
Live in the right spot there. So where did you live in the city? Greenville?
Downtown Atlanta, Georgia for a while. Then Uncle Sam called me, so I went to live with Uncle Sam for a long time.
Providing your service, huh?
I went in and weighed about 116 pounds, and I got out weighed over 170 in I think it's 5-6 years, something like that.
Yeah, cousin, too. He gained a lot of weight, lifting weights out there in Afghanistan and Iraq.
My time in the jungles, but jungle is different from desert. Food's different, too.
Yep. Much different. Well, thank you for your service.
Many people say that, and I don't really know what to say, because all I did was my job. But I appreciate the kind thoughts. Thank you. What's your first name again?
And yours is Peter, and you're K4PRS, right? K4PRS, this is W4NDK.
DKN or something like that, wrote wrong. Yeah, Peter, I've been in radio almost 25 years this time around, and right now I've got working as 2 meters. My HF rig, shall I say, went north on me and destroyed itself one afternoon. Had a short in the, I guess, the vinyls. They kind of melted the part of the circuit board, so I just threw it away. And I've been looking for a new HF, but I hadn't found one yet.
And I'm starting to realize that 2 meters is the way to go. I mean, once I got this big antenna up there, I can, you know, I can get pretty long distances with 2 meters.
One of my HF rigs only maximum output was 7 watts at the back of the radio. By the time it got to my antenna about 70 feet away and 20 feet in the air, it's probably 1 or 2 watts transmitted power from the antenna. And I actually talked to Lithuania on that one time on 20 meters in broad daylight, just as good as we're receiving right now through the repeater.
Let me get into that. Sounds fun.
Class at least, and that'll open up a whole new dimension, a whole new dimension of activity to you.
Yeah, well, I'm ready. I'm starting to study. I'm going to do that ham study online, and I got the Gordon West book. I'm not ready to take the test yet. Ham test online is what I'm talking about, but I'm excited to get that. I put a pulley up in the tree, so I'll be ready to hoist an antenna up there.
Idea. I wish I had a pulley. About 90 feet high, but I can't seem to get one up there. Even with the slingshot and the bow and arrow, I still couldn't get it up. So I'm just, right now, my HF antenna came down during that big storm about a month ago when it destroyed about everything that was above ground, the wind, rain, and all that stuff.
Ago, and I was looking up in the tree where my antenna is, just hoping it was all right. Just put it up Sunday and hate to see that poplar break.
Yeah, good signal there. I can be at Caesar's Head State Park in, I think it's about 8 miles away by highway. So I'm actually pretty close to the repeater. and I think I'm using about half a watt right now.
This is the repeater, and I guess I've been to Caesar's Head when I was visiting somebody in Greenville when I was a kid, but I hadn't heard much about Caesar's Head until I got back, got into ham radio. Even going up to Hendersonville and Flat Rock a lot, and going out to DuPont, I'd never really heard much about that.
License, had a Ford Ranger, you know, a Dodge truck with the roll bar and lights on the bar and all that stuff, you know. And I went out to the parking lot at Caesar's Head Park, and I took a two-element quad antenna with me and got about 3 feet above the roof of the truck and pointed due south, and I was talking to Atlanta, Georgia on 5 watts.
What band were you on? Two-element quad. I'm trying to think about that one.
44 or 147 something on the 2-meter FM.
Down the airport.
12 Table Rock, K4PRS. Hey.
It was back over on the other side of Caesar's Head up here at the park. I heard y'all talking about the repeater here. When y'all up around the Caesar's Head there, if you can see that big 1,000-foot tower up there, you can see it from the distance when you get out in front of the mountain. This 610 machine's about 450-foot level on that big tower up there on Caesar's Head.
About the water tower, or is there a radio tower there, a TV tower?
Not the water tower, the big TV tower. It's almost 1,000 foot. You can see it from the distance. You can when you get off, but this repeater antenna, this repeater is up at the 450-foot level on it.
Approximately 3,500 feet above sea level then, I think. I'm guessing.
Over here in Pickens County have repeaters up there too. So I've been to the site quite a few times. That's kind of why I know some of it. And I've listened around here.
Pickens flea market a good bit. And Table Rock campground down there. Me and one of the boys used to go down there and fish. I think we got bluegills or crappie, whatever you call them, caught down there. And then we'd stop at Caesar's Head Park, and we'd get a snack and a drink, you know, and walk around the park and climb up on the tower and the water tower and stuff like that when we was able, but we can't do it now.
Tower, it's a little bit further down, but it's up. You have to be down on our side down in here in South Carolina to be able to see it at the distance. But back off from down here, you can see that big tire. Off at the distance, back off down here, but this repeater, the antenna for it's up to 450-foot level.
Tower cap collapsed or something recently in a storm?
But it's not at the same site. It's just, let's see, it's just a little bit down below where the park is up there, what the Skywarn repeater is. It was up on a 150-foot tower. It was, and it collapsed during that first storm we had through here. We had tornadoes. It's currently only up about 50 foot now only, but
there's some other number.
4547, tone 91.5, but it'll probably be a few more months before it'll be back where anybody can get into it.
Thank you.
Well, for now, I just heard y'all talking about the repeaters. KI4L's the airport.
Later. Talk to you later. KI4LZI, K4PRS. Pick it up, Nate.
Back. Let me check and make sure I got the right frequency in there for the other one. I'll be right back, sir. I've got to change that Caesar's Head 443.1125 to 443.125 because the 1125 is the DMR, the digital one. Pisca from down. down there in Brevard, Mr. Peter.
5190, yes sir, easy.
Who is Mount Mitchell, right?
So then be Mount Pisgah.
760, I'm sure where you are. I just got that one on there too. Oh, there's plenty of repeaters up there. It's a lot of fun. I can reach Tryon. And I went to that net and really enjoyed that in Hendersonville. Up there is, I think that repeater's up here, Bat Cave, near the Justice Orchards.
Trip Caesar's Head when I was talking to a repeater in Atlanta, Georgia. But once you get out of the trees at the state park there, there's hardly any. You're above all the trees and mountains in a straight beeline to Atlanta. That's about 200 miles from here approximately. So, you know, it's not hard to get some long distance. And you can go up on the Blue Ridge Parkway and various places and from 3,000 feet up to almost 6,000 feet at Mount Mitchell. And if you want to get out on FM, you can do it.
Before the weather getting better and opening up more stuff. Well, I better get back to the work. I got to run down the hall for a second and get back on the computer and home. I take breaks every now and then, get on the radio and meet fine people like you and have good QSOs, but I think I better get back to it. The K4PRS 73, really appreciate the QSO. This is W4NDK. I'll be clear on your final.
About time for me to go in the house and get lunch. Actually, what I was doing was preparing one of these little SMA antennas that comes on and I got the thing back together while we were talking, and it's working, so 73's to you, and talk to you later. Wait a minute. W4NDK, 73's K4PRS.
PRS, W4NDK, I'll be clear.
KI4LZI Portable, W4Delta, Fox.com. I'm sorry. KI4LZI Portable, Table Rock. It's W4Delta, Foxtrot. K4SUG, W4Delta, Foxtrot calling. You listen, Ray? K4OIM, K4OIM. This is Whiskey 4 Delta, Foxtrot. Whiskey 4 Delta, Foxtrot calling.